This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On today's edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, we meet Scott County farmer John Bell, who's found a niche in agriculture, spurred by his desire to return to the basics of farming.
We're in Scott County, in Georgetown, on Elmwood Stock Farm, where I grew up with my sister. Throughout high school and college, I grew up on a traditional cattle and tobacco farm in central Kentucky. And then, as my sister and I looked at the coming back onto the farm, getting out of college, we started to diversify into vegetable production. And over time, that went from wholesale vegetables to retail vegetables. And at the same time, we started kind of looking into alternative farming methods. So today it finds us being certified organic, the entire farm, and we're selling predominantly 90% of what we produce. We probably sell within an hour's drive of the farm. Lexington, Cincinnati, Louisville area, and our clearly Georgetown local community. We've added protein, so we have the livestock, but we used to sell a lot of bulls and heifers, and now we sell a few bulls and mostly retail meat. We've added lamb, pork, poultry, eggs, turkeys to the mix as well. So now we pretty much almost a little bit of wholesale, but a little bit of commodity, but majority of what we grow is for our local community.
So tell us, you mentioned some of the different products there you grow. How did you get the idea to go organic? What gave you the idea to say, let's try the organic right here?
Probably two or three things at the same time, so to speak. So as we started doing more and more retail produce sales, less wholesale and more retail, we have a lot of customers very interested in what we sprayed on the product or on our crops or what fertilizer we used. And you know, when you're dealing directly with your customer and they're asking you questions about how you grew it, it makes you start thinking about your farming practices. But also, at that same time, we were, just from experience with tobacco and our conventional cropping system, it seemed like more and more often we were, and also with our cattle, with the livestock, we were becoming more and more dependent on inputs, higher and higher amounts, volume, dollars, however you want to look at it, of inputs. So the tobacco crop that my grandfather used to grow and my dad was growing when I was pretty young, had a set of barrels, you might have put a little starter fertilizer and that was it. But by the time I was in college, we had all sorts of stuff we were putting in the set of barrel and the tobacco crop to deal with new soil-borne diseases or insect diseases or nutrient deficiencies and nutrient toxicities that, you know, we didn't have to deal with decade or two decades before. And it seemed like we'd have new problems, and every time there's a new problem, we'd come out with a solution, and then a few years later there'd be another new problem. And it was kind of an upward spiral in terms of the amount of the difficulty and the amount of inputs required to grow a crop and to raise healthy livestock.
Our guest today, John Bell from Scott County. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.